The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, and Robert Stevens. Episode 2, adapted by Brian Sibley, The Black Riders.
Gandalf!
Gwaihir, Windlord, swiftest of all eagles. Why come you here?
I am sent to Orthanc with a message of import.
What message, Gwaihir?
Dark tidings, Gandalf. Wolves are gathering, orcs are mustering, and the Nine Riders go hither and thither in the lands. The eagles of the mountains have seen these things, and learnt also that the Gollum creature has escaped from the elves' captivity.
How did you know where to seek me?
Radagast the Brown told us to bring whatever news we saw or heard to you at Isengard.
Ah, then Radagast is not a traitor.
I was bid by Radagast to seek both Gandalf the Grey and Saruman the White at Orthanc. Why find I Gandalf alone upon this perilous height? And why speak you of traitors?
For 2 months I've been imprisoned as a fly in the web of a treacherous spider, Gwaihir.
Saruman?
Saruman is no longer Saruman the White. He is now Saruman of many colors. He seeks either to join forces with the Dark Lord of Mordor or to find for himself sufficient power to rule in his stead.
This is indeed evil news, Gandalf.
So it is, Gwaihir. But even the most subtle spider may leave a weak thread. Radagast he called a simpleton and a fool. Radagast the bird tamer he named him. But because of Radagast, Gwaihir the Windlord has come to me in my darkest hour.
No mortal tames the eagles of the mountains, not even Radagast or Gandalf. But I will carry you to freedom, since I do not wish to serve any Saruman of many colors. Take hold of my talons. We are seen, Gandalf. I must fly with great speed.
How far can you carry me?
Many leagues, but not to the ends of the earth. I was sent to bear tidings, not burdens.
Then I must have a steed on land. And a steed surpassing swift, for I have never had need of such haste before.
Then I will bear you to Edoras, where the Lord of Rohan sits in his halls. For that is not very far off, and there are no horses like those that are bred by the Rohirrim, the horse lords of Rohan.
Gwaihir the Windlord carried Gandalf to Edoras in the land of Rohan, to the halls of Theoden, King of the Mark.
Hail Theoden, son of Thengel.
Why comes Gandalf the Grey unlooked for to my halls?
I have come to seek the aid of the Rohirrim and their king.
I have never heard before that Gandalf sought the aid of any man.
Storm clouds are gathering, Theoden. And when the storm breaks, nowhere in Middle-earth will be safe from its fury. Not even Theoden's halls.
I know not what storm you speak of, wandering wizard.
Then you know not of the rise of the enemy in Mordor, or of the treachery of Saruman the White?
Grimmer, faithful counselor, what say you of Gandalf Stormcrow's words?
I say Saruman is our ally against the Dark Lord of Mordor, King Theoden. And we should not parley with any who call him traitor.
It is, I believe, as Grimmar says. Rohan has no welcome for the warmonger.
I seek not war, Theoden. But if it comes, others than I will draw its bloody sword in Rohan. But if you will not help me, then at least lend me a steed that I may ride elsewhere in search of aid.
Very well, Gandalf. Take a horse and begone.
Gandalf strode from Theoden's golden hall and went in search of a steed to carry him back to the Shire. And at Isengard, Saruman was suddenly faced with another unexpected turn of events.
Come forth, Saruman, that we may speak with thee.
Who calls thus on Saruman in such rude fashion?
I am the Lord of the Nazgûl. Servant of Sauron the Great.
What seek you here?
We seek knowledge, Saruman. knowledge of how we may find that part of Middle-earth which is known as the Land of the Halflings.
It is not a land that you look for. I know what you seek, though you do not name it. I have it not, as surely its servants perceive without telling, for if I had it, then you would bow before me and call me Lord. I know nothing of this thing or of the land you seek. There is one only whom I guess to have this knowledge.
Who?
Mithrandir. He whom some call Gandalf. Gandalf the Grey. As it is but 2 days since this enemy of Sauron departed from Isengard, seek him nearby.
Seek him we shall, Saruman. Come!
But as the black riders of Mordor rode in search of Gandalf, they came upon another.
Halt! Who rides there?
I am Grima, and I ride in haste, my lord. Do not delay me.
Why? What is your haste, and where are you bound?
For Isengard, lord.
Wherefore?
I carry certain news to Saruman.
What news?
That Mithrandir has sought to counsel King Theoden against both Saruman and Sauron.
Where is Mithrandir now?
He seeks only a horse to return him to the land of the Halflings.
Know you of this land?
Well,
Speak or die! Where is this land?
Spare me! I will speak as swiftly as I may. West, through the gap of Rohan yonder, and then north and a little west. The Shire, they call it.
Come, riders of Mordor. We will divide our company. Some to find this land and search it. Some to seek Mithrandir. Come, away!